Nigeria holds its presidential election on Saturday. The vote comes in the most populous country in Africa. It's also one of the leading suppliers of oil to the United States. And this vote could mark the first handover of power from one elected leader to another since Nigeria's independence in 1960. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton is covering the story from Lagos, the largest city in Nigeria. And Ofebia, what's the role of the person who isn't running here, the outgoing president?
President Olusegun Obasanjo has been pivotal in this election. Of course, he can't stand for a third term. That's what's dictated by the Constitution. But he has handpicked his successor, and many people say that he will be the power behind this new man, Mr. Yar'Adua. So although President Olusegun Obasanjo is not himself running, he's very much in the picture as one of the eminence gris, so to speak, in Nigerian politics.
Is the opposition united against him?
It seems to have, in the 11th hour, united against the governing PDP party. As we speak, the opposition is gathering to perhaps choose a single candidate to run against Mr. Yar'Adua. But we'll see. That's been one of the problems in African politics and elections all over the continent, that the opposition cannot unite and so does not manage to democratically push out the governing party.
Ofebia, of course, over the weekend there was a first round of elections, local elections, and the news that reached here was of violence.
Violence and even some deaths. And this was for powerful state governors, because whoever is in control of a given state, and we have oil producing states, has a big slice of the national cake in terms of money. But yes, we're told of deaths, of violence, of some people even carting off ballot boxes, the sort of chaotic disorganization that has been characteristic of previous Nigerian elections. So not a good prelude for the key, crucial presidential election on Saturday.
And you talk about chaos. Here we are on Tuesday, and I understand there's some question suddenly about who exactly will be on the ballot for this voting on Saturday.
Indeed, probably the most prominent opposition candidate is the current Vice President, Atiku Abubakar. Now, for the past year or so, he has had a political war of words, a very public and bitter political struggle with the President. And at first, the Electoral Commission had said that Vice President Atiku could not run in the election. That has been overturned by the courts, who say, yes, he can stand and his name must be on the ballot. The thing is, at this 11th hour, we're just how many days? 4 or 5 days from the election. How are they going to get Vice President Atiku's name on the ballot in how many thousands of polling stations in this huge country? This is a logistical nightmare already, an additional one.
Ofebia, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton is in Lagos, Nigeria.